The second annual Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest is back 1 week from this Sunday. It is August 11th, and tickets are on sale if you go to ctpizzaandbrewfest.com. Connoisseur Media is, you know, putting this on for a second year in a row. I believe we decided this is the largest Pizza and Brew Fest. We had Kevin Begley on yesterday, and he confirmed that he believes it's the biggest one in the state. If it's not, well, I'm waiting to hear otherwise. But it's grown even just in a year. When you look at the vendors who are participating in this year's event at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, it's extraordinary. We have over 20 pizza trucks, as well as more than, I believe, two dozen different breweries being featured in their beer garden. And one of them I am so excited to have on the show because many of you, I've talked to you about this before. I'm not a beer drinker. I know I'm kind of in the minority with that. But this next guest is one that I could personally tell you is a favorite in my household because, again, I don't drink beer, but I love their products. They also are becoming a household name across the country. I'm talking about Athletic Brewing, which started right here in Little Milford, Connecticut, but boy, making waves in the brewing industry. So joining us now to talk more about that, and yes, they are participating in this year's event. I think I forgot to say that part, is Chris Fornari, who is the Senior Communications Manager for Athletic Brewing. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thank you so much. First of all, Chris, let's talk about how in the world is Athletic Brewing doing as well as it is when you offer non-alcoholic beer, essentially?
Yeah, it's the beer. our founders, Bill and John, Bill Schufeld and John Walker, developed a proprietary brewing process back in 2017 and totally reimagined how non-alcoholic beer was made. And I think that's, you know, obviously one of our biggest differentiators, and it's really propelled our success. And we've grown very quickly over the last 6.5 years. We started as one of the smallest breweries in the country. We're now the 10th largest craft brewery in the U.S., 20th largest overall brewing company in the U.S., and the number one non-alcoholic beer in America.
Amazing. And I think I had it in my news actually this month, Chris. Are you expanding to the West Coast?
Yeah, so we were originally founded in Stratford, Connecticut, in a very modest 10,000 square foot facility, you know, producing about 10,000 barrels of beer a year. We expanded with a second brewing location in San Diego a few years back, and then relocated from Stratford to Milford into our worldwide headquarters where we operate out of today. That's the largest dedicated non-alcoholic brewery in the world. And we just picked up a third brewing facility in San Diego and raised another $50 million to help support our growth.
Amazing. And why do you think it's gained so much popularity, Chris? What do you think sets Athletic Brewing apart?
For sure. I mean, obviously, the beer tastes great. We make award-winning beers. We're one of the most decorated brewers in the whole world in the non-alcoholic category. But I think, honestly, consumers have just reevaluated their relationship with alcohol over the last several years. More and more consumers are moderating their consumption of alcohol. There's a record high 39% of Americans now that believe consuming 1 to 2 drinks per day is bad for their health. 41% of Americans are trying to drink less alcohol this year. So I think there's a lot of health and wellness tailwinds that are blowing behind us. But certainly having, you know, some of the best tasting beer on the shelf doesn't hurt as well.
So again, we have Chris here with Athletic Brewing. And why did Athletic Brewing want to get involved with the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest?
Well, we've been a supporter of the fest for a couple of years now. I believe this is our second year. It's a great local event. Sampling is, you know, one of the best ways to introduce our brand to new consumers. Believe it or not, as much as you love Athletic and your fridges are full, there are still a lot of people out there that are on the fence about trying non-alcoholic beer that don't understand, you know, when and why you would consume it. And so events like the Pizza and Brew Fest are a great opportunity for us to get out into the community, share our beer with folks who may be familiar with us or maybe have never tried a non-alcoholic beer ever before.
So I think that this is, you know, I have to say, you were in it last year. I remember this because you were the only one I drank last year. You had great samples, I thought. And can you give people an idea, Chris? Because I think, again, if people haven't had Athletic Brewing, as you mentioned, there are some who don't realize it exists. What's amazing about it is people feel like they are having like a regular brew, but it's not. I mean, can you explain how you do that?
Yeah. So I think I mentioned we have a proprietary brewing process, but basically we actually fully ferment our beer to be less than 0.5% ABV, which is the federal limit or the federal definition for a non-alcoholic beer. Traditional methods of making non-alcoholic beer typically required folks to, you know, remove the alcohol from the finished product in order to deliver something that was less than 0.5% ABV. And with our process, we're able to maintain the fullest flavor. And I think that really sets us apart. So I think that's, you know, clearly one of the reasons why we're having so much success, because as you mentioned, our beer stands shoulder to shoulder with full strength beers. And in some cases, we've done taste tests and we've been in competitions with full strength beers and we've come out ahead.
So I think, again, Chris, obviously we're so excited that you are part of our annual Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest. If people wanted to come and stop by and see you guys before the festival or even after they realize how great your stuff is, where are you located? And do you have a website or any other information to share for people to get connected?
Absolutely. Yeah. Stop by the booth at the Pizza and Brew Fest. Try some of our beer. We'll be serving up our three core flagships, our Run Wild IPA, our Free Wave Hazy IPA, our Upside Down Golden. And we're also bringing along, you know, a seasonal favorite, Downwinder Goza. It's a slightly tart, slightly salty beer. So those are the four beers we'll be serving at the fest. Otherwise, you can find us at retailers nationwide. And you can visit us at athleticbrewing.com and purchase beers directly from our website, and we'll ship them to your door.
Well, Chris, I want to thank you and Athletic Brewing for all that you do and for being part of our Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest. And thank you for taking the time to come on this morning to talk about everything Athletic Brewing. We're so excited to have you again this year.
Thank you so much.
And again, if you want to buy tickets to the annual Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest, it is coming up, again, thanks to Brown Roofing. It's happening August 11th, and tickets are on sale. It's happening at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater from noon to 4:30. Unless you're part of the VIP ticket group, you can get in an hour earlier than that. Go online to ctpizzaandbrewfest.com. You could buy tickets right there on the homepage. Again, ctpizzaandbrewfest.com. You can also see a list of the vendors, which, yes, you will see Athletic Brewing is listed there as well.